Time is 7:09. Let's get another check. Keep you up to date on Triple Team Traffic. Starting with you, Heather.
Well, our biggest problem in the Salt Lake Valley right now is the West Side Belt. If you're heading northbound, you're going to hit slow and even stop and go traffic between 47th and 3500 South. We've got a crash in the cleanup stages blocking the right lane and shoulder. That's what's causing those delays. Speeds are pretty good on the 201 freeway coming out of Tooele County. Not too many icy problems today, unlike the last few days. But in Salt Lake itself, 900 South is completely shut down in both directions between 900 and 1100 East. So you need to avoid that area. Eric Butler?
The whole I-15 drive is looking pretty good right now, northbound from Provo all the way to downtown. You see spots where the volume is starting to increase a little bit. American Fork and Lehigh also up between Draper and Midvale, but not enough to cause any kind of delays this morning. You got dry roads throughout and down Utah County. The city streets moving along just fine. Len Thomas?
Got that low-lane fog that has been sitting on the Legacy Parkway all morning, keeping visibility very low the whole route from Centerville on down to North Salt Lake. And KSL Traffic Trooper Joe reporting northbound Redwood Road still very foggy up to 500 South, where he says it's still foggy eastbound of the tracks and a little bit foggy at US 89 split there in Farmington at I-15. Give yourself the gift of outstanding car insurance at a great price this holiday season. Call Geico's local office in Salt Lake City for your free quote today. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.